Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So TSA says this could be the busiest Labor Day for travel on record, which I believe they say every single year.
It feels like every time a big movie comes out and they're like, it could make this much money.
But anyway, 17 million people are going to be flying and even more are going to be driving. But if you're looking for some good news about your holiday weekend plans.
AAA is out with its Labor Day travel forecast for the weekend ahead. AAA says the average cost for a gallon of gas is much lower than this time last year. The current national average is $3.35 per gallon. At this time last year, it was nearly 50 cents more.
So lots of people on the roads. And I was on the roads last week. I do a road trip every year with my family. 14 hours we drive.
That's a real road trip.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like when you go 3-4 hours, like that's, you know, it's a drive, but it's not a road trip. Anything over 7-8 hours each way. That's
is
pretty
a road
serious.
Trip. Yep. Yeah. So we stopped at a lot of rest stops, a lot, because I have a 5-year-old and a 15-year-old, and there's a lot of reasons to stop all the time.
Yeah, nobody could time out all their bathroom breaks to be, you know, coordinated.
It's probably a 12-hour road trip, but we make it 14 with the amount of stops that we have to make. And we never stop to eat dinner. We always eat in the car, like all our meals, because I refuse to stay in one place for more than 5 minutes. Anyway.
Well, I hope these good rest stops that you're about to evaluate have areas where you can wash your hands.
I've come up with 5 tips on when you're looking at rest stops, how to tell the difference between a good rest stop and a bad rest stop.
And this is before that I'm actually like parked at the rest stop.
No, you'll
this
know like once I'll you arrive. It. You'll see it.
Okay.
Good. Good.
Okay, good.
If there's nice picnic tables outside and there's no graffiti on the picnic tables, you're in a lovely place, right?
Does that also mean like that he built the place yesterday?
No. A lot of these places have these beautiful tables that have been put there. And if you see them and you see people sitting outside at them, that's great. But if bad is if there's nowhere to sit outside, just keep driving. Or if you see anybody sleeping on the outside benches, the hard pass too.
Also drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Good place to stop. If there's good lighting. If you pull into the rest stop and it's lit up like Disney World at night, ding, ding, ding. Go get a Snickers bar and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, no, I like that. That sounds safe.
Yeah, if the floodlights are flickering or out, you're going to have to hold it for another 16 miles.
That's it, right? You got to wait for the next one, right?
If a rest stop is well-staffed, you walk into the rest stop and it looks busy and people are working no matter what time it is.
So that means like food and stuff. There's got to be other places to go because there won't just be somebody standing at the bathroom.
Right. Then you want to go there. But if there's no one working, you have to wonder if nobody wants to get paid to be there. Do you really want to be there? If it's like an abandoned warehouse or a 1997 mall, you don't want to go.
Just keep going.
Keep walking,
just
right?
Just going, okay.
Another good thing for rest stops, there has to be at least 4 food options and one has to be a coffee source. You know how you always see the signs and the signs will tell you like there's a McDonald's here, there's a Burger King, there's a Chick-fil-A, there's a whatever there is.
You need variety.
You need at least 4 because there's nothing sadder than stopping somewhere and the only option to eat is like an expired Fritos. And that guy behind the counter that looks like he hasn't sat up from his stool in 17 hours.
Oh, that poor guy. But at least he's there getting paid to be there.
It's true. And the last thing you should look for when you're looking for rest stops on your road trips this weekend.
Okay.
It's the bathroom smell. I don't think this needs further explanation.
I mean, how can you tell that, though, until you get in there?
I debated this. We stopped, and usually McDonald's and Burger King have the best bathrooms.
I mean, like they have regulations on these things, right?
This Burger King bathroom was the grossest I'd ever seen in my entire life. Dakota, my little one, had to go to the bathroom so bad. I had never... Parents, you probably know what I mean when I say the Nest, the toilet paper roll that you put all around.
Yeah, of course.
I think I used like 4 rolls to like to make that okay. So if you walk into a bathroom and you could close your eyes and still know you're in a bathroom by the smell, You probably want to either get really good at making the nest or turn around and go find somewhere else to go.